Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Congrats to The Weeknd's Gigi Hadid, whose sister Bella was just named by science as the most beautiful woman on the planet. According to science, she, Bella Hadid, is the most beautiful woman in the world.
I guess when you look at her symmetrically, it's all perfect. Who's the woman that was in the who plays the super human? She's gorgeous.
Oh, you're talking about who plays Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, yeah.
She, to me, is the most beautiful woman in the world. Because she's symmetrically, like, perfect in every way.
Yeah.
Like, she is tall and beautiful and, yeah.
One of these studies was done, and it was earlier revealed that it was Priyanka Chopra as well. Like, 1 year they announced who it was, and it was Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
yep.
Too.
Someone really went with her protractor, like, on her face. And said, like, I guess. All the angles were right.
I don't know. I think they're all beautiful. I don't know if it's in the eyes of the beholder. Who do you think is really one of the most beautiful?
I couldn't even say. I see so many beautiful people in a day. Like,
I think Kate Blanchett is gorgeous.
I think it's completely subjective.
What do you
think?
I
have no idea.
Who do you think? You see, boy, that is a beautiful woman. Kate Blanchett.
Rihanna. Oh, oops. It's always Rihanna for me.
It's always Rihanna. Emily Ratajkowski, right? Her and all this. All right. I don't know.
Don't you have a friend who's like obsessed with Emily Ratajkowski?
Yes. Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
I always find that to be very funny when a regular person becomes a little illogically obsessed with the celebrity.
Who is this person?
Emily Ratajkowski is the topless chick from Blurred Lines.
Yes.
The Blurred Lines music video.
And my friend in our little
is
chat.
Is the topless
group.
Chick from Blurred Lines. Yeah.
There's a better way to describe her, I'm sure.
It's actually
the
job description on
no,
Wikipedia.
That
that's what it says.
Yeah. That's very funny. Okay, fine.
All right. Well, shout out to Bella. She got the crown this year. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I see average Instagram girls that make me go, wow, more than like Bella sometimes.
One of the best debates we ever had on the show was when we had people text in and say, who's the person you find surprisingly hot? Like non-traditionally hot.
Yeah.
When you tell your friends, oh, I think this person's hot, they go, what? Yeah. I love those. I think that's more interesting.
I still think Angelina Jolie is gorgeous.
Me too. I saw her in the new Maleficent carpet.
Gorgeous.
Oh, she's standard. She's like a core class.
Guys don't think that she's gorgeous. I do.
I think she's hot.
Jennifer Aniston is trending because she joined Instagram yesterday morning and promptly broke it. her first post was a selfie with her friends, castmates, Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, and of course, Matt LeBlanc. And she captioned it, and now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram. And in less than an hour, she had racked up 116,000 followers, and then her page crashed. So there was this outage that happened as everyone rushes to try to follow Jennifer Aniston. So Instagram had to release a statement saying, we're aware that some people are having issues following her page. The volume of interest is incredible, and we're trying to work on a solution. So we hope to have the page up and running smoothly again shortly. So her account was restored. And today, in just one day, to make you feel really bad about your follower count, she has 7.1 million followers.
She only has one post.
Yep. Yeah.
She's following only 110 people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of them.
Aw.
And she's already verified. How'd she moves quick?
Because she's Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
Okay. So I thought that was pretty funny. Everyone always talks about Kim Kardashian breaking the internet. I don't know. It's still Jennifer Aniston, looks like.
Well, how about that? I mean, you're going to, plus it's the 25th anniversary of Friends, right? So it all comes together so beautifully.
Plus that.
Well done.
Air Canada also trending this morning after announcing that in the interest of inclusion, they're no longer going to refer to passengers as ladies and gentlemen. And instead, flight attendants are going to address passengers as everybody. And Air Canada said the change, it's part of their new commitment where they want to respect sexual identity and diversity. And earlier this year, if you remember, U.S. Airlines added an X option for non-binary passengers on their boarding passes.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't have to be categorized this way.
Mm-hmm.
But like everything, a bunch of people are pretty, you know, up in arms over this. And that's why it's trending this morning. I don't think this is like top priority in terms of like the airline to be worried.
They're just showing the effort.
Though. No, I mean in terms of the people who are freaking out.
Oh,
like
don't freak out. Freak out about something else. How
exactly.
About the cost of blueberries right now. Freak out about that.
This is not first of all, you're still going to be included in everybody. So in no way are you being excluded. But also, can we just get our flights on time? This is what I care about.
Right.
I'm telling you, my flight to and from Los Angeles this weekend, Air Canada, was epic.
Oh,
or maybe
okay,
make
right
good.
On time.
Get
great people.
Get the screens working, please.
Yeah.
Or just like wipe down the seats on airplanes starting today.
Hey, guess what's coming up next?
What?
I don't know. Tell me on trending.
The Halloween candy debate wages forward. And you know what? It's funny because everyone knows that there's a talk about which neighborhoods have the best Halloween candy, which neighborhoods do you go to get the best tricks or treats. A woman in California took to the internet to berate her neighbors, who she says, in quote, "We're from an affluent neighborhood." Let me just read you what she says. "We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween." That's one of her quotes in this very, very long, scathing message to her neighbors.
It's
saying
really
that
long.
It's very long. And she says that her neighbors are being just El Cheapos with the candy. We're in Rancho Cucamonga. We could do better than that. She says that specifically we should be doing the king-size candy bars. She's not a fan of Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers. She says those are kind of like phoning it in. She says that her rich neighbors need to step it up. She even pointed out the older people in the neighborhood by saying, unless you plan on throwing some quarters in the mix, stop peddling your pennies and step up to your game this Halloween. She doesn't like pennies and Halloween treats.
Well, are you talking about like real pennies?
Like real pennies. You've never seen that before? Like,
yeah, I have. You know what? People used to throw a little bit of money. That would make my pillowcase heavy.
Yeah, because it used to do, like, the kids would come around with the UNICEF boxes.
Yeah.
right.
Some people would give out, you know, like, nickels, dimes, quarters.
Yeah.
But some people just gave you a penny.
All right.
Well, first of all, Rancho Cucamonga.
It's a very fancy neighborhood.
It is a very fancy neighborhood. And who are you to tell me what kind of chocolate bars or whatever candy to give out, right? First of all, I think, and we've always maintained this as a theme on this morning show for over 30 years, buy the candy that you like because you may end up eating it yourself.
True.
Right? And you don't want to do that, but I mean, that's what you do. So I don't know. These super bars, I know friends that do big super bars because they only get 4 or 5 kids at the end of their road.
Right.
So they're thinking, here's a big chocolate bar. And really, they know the parents are going to have half of it. But candy, really.
Listen, in my neighborhood, for no reason alone other than we just didn't want to get egged, we should have bought the good candy. Because when we ended up with egg on the side of the house, I'd be looking at my mom like, Mom, look what you bought.
Do you think that had anything to do with what your mom bought?
Completely.
Really?
Completely. If you didn't give that bogus candy out, we wouldn't have gotten egg.
Bogus candy meaning what? No brand?
Like the more no-frill stuff from Mama McNeil, of course.
Yeah.
Dum Dums and little Tootsie Rolls. No one wants that. Everybody wants the good stuff. The good stuff.
I always think
the Snicker bars, the good stuff.
You would sort the candy when you got home, and that was probably the most exciting part for me, being the clean freak that I am, was organizing all the candy. And you would organize it, or I would organize it, into some stuff that I was like, yeah, this is going in the free table at school. Like, I'm bringing.
Oh, no, we did that too.
Yeah, we had the free candy table at school, you bring it in, and it was just all the castaways. And you know what was always in there? Those molasses candies.
Ugh.
I don't know what those are.
It's like it's a molasses candy, like chewy. Think of saltwater taffy, but made with molasses, and it's wrapped in the orange and black wrapper.
Oh, yeah.
With the little ghosts on it. Those never made the cut.
Never soft either, like Tootsie Rolls. They're always hard.
That's the sound of a dentist laughing as you try to eat those candies.
Do you know what made me really happy? Caramel, not caramel corns, the little caramels.
The soft caramels.
Those were my favorite to get.
You like those?
So you'd separate it, like dad would get that, mom would get that, I would get that, and the rest would go, well, I don't know where it would go. Like you say, we were not allowed to take candy in, but I love those little sweet tarts.
Mm. Oh,
sweet tarts
in the foil.
I'm telling you, Maryland, sweet tarts are kind of phoning it in.
Oh, not for me. I like them. No, I'm not giving them away. I just like getting them.
Okay.
Chocolate was the answer for me, though. Give me chocolate and I'm happy.
Jamar, Hamilton resident is co-signing on your egg prevention technique. They said, we're considering giving out full-size candy bars or cans of pop just so the kids in the neighborhood leave our house alone.
Exactly.
Cans of pop? That's so heavy.
It is heavy.
Don't do cans of pop.
It is heavy.
All right.
Okay, think fast. Just text us really quickly. The best candies. The best candies. Think fast. 104-536. And we will spread the wealth and the knowledge so that the kids don't spread the egg. Only days away from Halloween, so amongst the chum crew, the morning crew right now, what's coming in as the favorite for Halloween candy?
Among our listeners, it's definitely chocolate. A resounding chocolate, and top pick seems to go to anything Reese. So Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are a big one. And then it looks like it's Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Mr. Big, and Wonder Bar.
Check it out.
So if you're wondering what to buy, those are the favorites.
How were the Reese cups last week that you guys got that you didn't share with Meryl?
The Reese's chocolate bar.
We were only looking out for you.
Okay.
You had a TV show to do. Yeah, you don't want chocolate.
The difficulty
you're
with
right.
I think
right.
Yeah, the difficulty with the press deliveries is you're often gone.
I know.
And once it goes onto that kitchen table, Marilyn.
Oh, I know.
It's a
you
wrap.
Saved me. Hey, Miles, who's from the UK, who is sitting in for Curtis, who's sitting in for Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us something about what you just gave us this kind of, you have to be a certain age to what?
Well, I know Jamar mentioned that whenever your mum bought terrible candy,
the whack candies,
you would get egged. The house would get egged,
we
right?
Were, and she had no idea why. I was like, Mom, dude, do not see what's going on here.
Well, the supermarkets in my neighborhood caught on to this quite quickly.
Yeah.
And they used to make kids show ID before you went and bought eggs anytime around Halloween.
Wow.
I get it. I get it. They were doing that, I mean, in our place, in our city for a while with spray paint. Like, eventually you had to show ID to buy paint markers,
right?
Spray
wow.
paint.
Spray paint?
Yeah, because they just knew kids were tagging up the trains and, like, the walls and stuff. I'm sure Toronto, of course Toronto's the same problem.
Terrible.
My whole block is graffitied in the in
yeah,
the
but
alley.
I don't know if there was an age limit on that. I don't remember that happening.
Yeah,
cigarettes,
up,
yes.
I don't remember a lot of egging and, like, TPing growing up. No. Honestly, I don't.
Let me tell you classic Jamar's mom story. She picks me up from Jimmy's house and on Halloween and sees that his house is completely TP'd and egged. And she says, what happened? And we're like, oh, the kids in the neighborhood came and egged Jimmy's house. So you know what we did? We bought some shaving cream and we egged their house. Thinking that we did something. And she goes, oh, really? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, now you're going to clean it all up. And she made us walk the whole street and clean up the whole street.
Well, that's a good lesson that was learned. And you go, when am I ever going to use this? On the radio. That's
that,
when you do that.
I had that lady.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming in really heavy right now, top-selling Halloween candy for North America right now, top three, give it to you real quick. Snickers, M&M's, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Boom.
Okay.
Those are the top three.
I like that.
Now, when we're talking about our homes with Halloween, you will not believe what one person decorated their home with for Halloween. It got a lot of people up in arms. Here's the description.
It's a pumpkin man that is mooning with his rear end being pumpkins. So we said, well, make it less offensive, and that's what we put the sign up saying it's been censored. Great feedback. People laughed. Lots of picture taken. People stopped their cars. And it's purely just to break up the monotony of life, a little bit of fun. This is the time of year where you have a little bit of fun. Make sure we all are a little bit more understanding and have a little bit more sense of humor.
Pumpkin booty.
Well, yeah. A lot of the neighbors are not happy about this, are they?
Yeah.
They're just upset about it. Yeah.
And that's why he changed it. He put that little censored sign over the two pumpkin butt cheeks. And it's because of concerned neighbors. And just like that woman who was dragging her neighbors for handing out the quote-unquote wrong candy, I think everyone needs to loosen up.
Make good choices. It's Halloween. Don't be a bum. So after the two-day blackout, the Fortnite maps are back and the games are now in progress. It's continued and people have now regained their sanity.
Ah, oh, and the world is a better place,
the world
isn't
is
it?
A better place.
So new games. So they just, everything went into a black hole. People went crazy, and people that thought that their kids would be entertained over the Thanksgiving week were like, oh, no. And they blame the parents, of course, when you don't have to. But
yes.
You know, there's people like in this room like you, Miles, who's a very happy person.
Always.
Always.
I got to tell you, the game looks so good, though. It looks, man, we are lucky. I am lucky. Everyone's lucky that I'm not playing this game because I got sucked into a black hole of video games at one point in my life. Like, I was playing Halo relentlessly.
It's addictive.
It is so, Marilyn, it is so addictive.
Is it?
Even you, because, you know, you have your gamer tag and then you start making friends. Like, I had kids I played with in, like, Germany, the UK, like, kids around campus.
It's worldwide.
It's worldwide. And then you guys make, like, dates or appointments, like, 4 p.m., whatever time zone you're on. We're going to meet up on Halo, big team battle. We're going to crush these guys. And it became a thing that I had to peel myself away from.
Well, how much time were you actually spending on that, though? Like, if you think back on...
Blew off a whole semester of school.
Oh, my. You had a situation.
Yeah, it was a situation. But Fortnite is the thing now.
Yeah.
It's back. And I'll tell you, somebody who's not on Fortnite, who just recently got dragged for her ignorance of the whole thing, Lady Gaga tweets, "What's Fortnite?"
Oh, no.
Let the dragging begin.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what? What are you talking about? She had no idea what it was.
You know, the last game I played was Sarge's Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo 64.
That's a good one.
That was my last game.
That's
I
a
played.
Good one.
I love that game so much.
That's respectable.
I like that game. But that was the last one I can play. So that's been years. So
We need to get you up to speed. We'll start slow. We'll go from Sergeant Heroes, then we'll go up to Gears of War, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, a little Gears of War.
How about just some fun stuff?
Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Okay. It's so funny though because I found myself when Adam was playing, I thought, well, I want to play with him. So that's how I learned. Boy, my thumbs were sore for months.
Yeah.
But then he left home, and then I was left with nothing. So I just went, okay, but I could get back into it again.
Of course you could.
Yeah.
But do it very, very cautiously.
Baby steps.
They're addicting.
Right. Sarge's Heroes, did you say, Mark?
Yeah, I did.
Look
yes,
at her eyes.
Smiles.
Bringing it back.
I like it so much.
Marilyn's ready. You just launched yourself out of your chair.
I did. I just said
was kind right of up.
Introduction. How fun is that? All right.
I'm
going to go down the hall and see if you still got that game.
The next IG photo from the Marilyn Dennis show will be her in her makeup chair playing a Nintendo Switch. Marilyn, you got 10 minutes.
Hey, come on.
Ten minutes
to showtime.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.